Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Some industries have started to bounce back. Jobs are down, though, by about 25% from their pre-pandemic peak in leisure and hospitality, a category that includes bars, restaurants, theaters, and hotels. Here to talk about hotels, Alex Tisch, the president of Lowe's Hotels. Good morning, Alex. Good to have you on the program.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And as I look out the window here from our studio on the 18th floor at 303 East Wacker, I'm looking right at your beautiful Lowe's Hotel, and I've been there many times. I had an event there, stayed there. It's a terrific place, and it's sad to see what's happened. How are you coping? How are you dealing with all this?
Sure. Well, first, we agree it is a terrific place, and excited to get out there soon. You know, I'm in New York right now, obviously. So seeing you know, similar, maybe a little bit worse trends than what you guys are seeing in Chicago. But look, it's been a very rough, I would say, 6 to 8 months. In mid-March, you know, the whole world and the travel and tourism industry, and with the exception of the cruise lines and the casinos and the airplanes, the hotel industry and the restaurant industry have probably taken it the worst. Was thrown upside down with very little notice. And as a result of all the shelter-in-place restrictions and quarantines, we essentially had to shut down our full portfolio of 26 hotels, but for a few anomalies. And then, you know, we literally spent April closed, and in May we started opening some up, and in June a few more up, and in July a few more up. And now really the only hotels we have closed in our portfolio are a few in Orlando, but that's more supply and demand because we have 9 hotels on Universal's campus. The Lowe's Hollywood, which we intend to open later this month, and the Regency Hotel in New York, we are open in Chicago and taking reservations. You know, I think right now it's, you know, what I'd say, it's, you know, every day is really a street fight. The people that are traveling to hotels in America during the summer were mostly drive-in tourism vacations, and that you know, meant that the winners of the summer, although, you know, not winners in historical context, but just the best performing assets during the summer, were really resort destinations that were within a drive from people's houses. Right now, what you're starting to see is that obviously with the going into the fall, drive-in summer tourism and resort tourism is down a bit, but you're starting to see a very, very slight pickup in some of the city centers on the weekends. Since you're in Chicago, we'll talk about Chicago. I mean, during the pandemic, people are still going to get married. So we're doing wedding blocks, albeit much smaller than usual, and with social distancing and with the right protocols in place. But you're starting to see a little bit of business pick up, albeit off a very low base. But I'd say year over year, we're down, you know, 70-80% across the portfolio for year to date.
And of course, when we're talking about Lowe's Chicago, we're talking about not only downtown, but Lowe's Chicago O'Hare. When will we get to enjoy one of your great breakfast buffets again? Is that ever going to happen?
Yeah, you know, look, the CDC has been excellent throughout this whole thing. And, you know, we basically said at the start of this that their protocols are the baseline for what we're going to do. And then we're going to do above and beyond to make sure that our customers are safe. And really what that led to with us is right now there's probably not going to be a breakfast buffet anytime soon. But at, you know, in the future, and if you read some of the vaccine data and the comfort around travel and the social distancing measures, you know, you expect to see a much brighter future than was, you know, the May, June time period of this year. And, you know, in the future, one would hope that you could get back to a lot of the normalcy that you had in the past. But it really takes, you know, a worldwide concerted effort. And if you watch your TV every day, you don't really see everyone running in the same direction at the right cause, or at the same cause.
True. Alex, are you counting on federal aid? Does the industry figure that's going to have to happen?
So We are an owner and an operator of hotels, and that's very unique in the industry. And obviously, our parent company, Lowe's Corporation, also has other holdings, including CNA Insurance, which is based, obviously, in Chicago as well. So, you know, we've been reticent to take any federal aid because, frankly, we don't need it. And I mean that in the good times, you know, we manage our business prudently and have the right capital structures at our assets so that we can do well in the good times and you know, and in the bad times, be able to manage through it. So we've made a concerted effort not to take federal aid. I would hope that if there is any federal aid in the future, either today or tomorrow or after the election or in next year, it really goes to the workers, or in our case, we call them team members, that no longer have jobs because supply and demand is so out of whack in our industry right now. So my hope is, yes, there is federal aid, and my hope is it goes down. It is really concentrated at the team member level, not the company level.
Let me ask you a question, Alex. Is the suggestion box open? Because I have an idea for you.
Yeah, please.
Let's see. What do you have, like 26 hotels across the U.S. and Canada, something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So people, I think, feel okay in a hotel. We know that you've taken great precautions and adjusted things to ensure the health of guests. It's flying that kind of makes people nervous. So I think what you should do in every city where you have a property like Chicago is do a big marketing promotion for a staycation. Appeal to people who don't have to get on a plane to get to you one of your properties, and then push all the things you can do and enjoy with a staycation by staying close to home. What about that?
We couldn't agree more. And we, you know, we do some of that promoting. You know, it's interesting in the industry that a lot of people and us as well stopped promoting at the start of the summer because really there was no demand and people were scared. And then and rightfully so, by the way. And then as you saw kind of people's perception thaw, you saw a little bit more travel and people coming in, and we started promoting more, and specifically promoting in and around the zip codes, or you know, say within a 2-hour drive of our hotels. So we totally agree with that. The other thing I'll add is that if you read some of the studies about air travel right now, it really is a lot safer than people think.
True.
So what the airlines really, what I think the airlines need to do or help is kind of get the real hard data out there so people understand that the risk is less than people think. Because mm-hmm. right now, you know, and this is what I say to my team, who's been fantastic throughout this whole thing, is that we're just starting to attempt to understand what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the precautions that have taken place in New York, I mean, I look at our city right now, and out my window, I see people setting up for lunch outside and everyone wearing a mask, and really the whole city being pretty socially responsible, at least that I see. And you really got to make sure that that if you get the data out there and people are socially responsible, over time and gradually, people are going to get a lot more comfortable easing their way back into what a new mm-hmm. normal life was.
Let's hope so. Alex Tisch, president of Lowe's Hotels. I can't wait to look out my window here and see the bright, bustling Lowe's Hotel downtown. Alex, thanks
for talking to us. We are open at Lowe's and open at O'Hare, and I thank you for the time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.